Ladies and gentlemen, it's DJ T-Baby with your boy DJ PM.
What's good?
It's 1 minute till we're tuning in. Till you're tuning in to radio.dominican.edu. We'll be here soon.
What's good, baby? It's DJ PM. You know what it is, baby. 1 minute. You wanna see me shake it, shake it, shake it. Yeah, you like it when I drop it real low.
Are you ready?
What's up, everybody? This is DJ P-Yob.
What up, boys and girls? This is DJ T-Baby. This is What Are You Talking About? Let's go!
Get it! You still
What's up? For life, for life.
Cut that beat, cut that beat.
Yeah.
Ah.
There you go.
A little rhythm.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is two of your favorite people in the world, at least I hope. DJ T-Baby, I'm with my boy DJ P-Ab. And you are currently tuning in to another episode of What Are You Talking About? Only available via radio.dominican.edu.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, before we have this great, great, and I mean great show, I always want to give a shout out to my boy DJ T-Baby for actually chilling with me watching the Warriors game we went to at the Phoenix Suns game. It was a great game to be in. Great DU event.
Yeah, weird way to start the show, but yeah we went to through Dominican. They had us go to a Warrior game if we wanted to. $15 tickets with great value, and we had a great time. We sat in we were on the first level. We even PM actually got a shout out from Steve Nash.
Oh my god!
Steve
gosh.
Nash acknowledged him, and it was a great game. Started slow, but Warriors finished strong. Pulled out the win.
Shout out to ASDU for actually pulling off this event, because I've been looking forward to getting a bobblehead from Tim Hardaway for years.
I don't believe that's true.
Maybe very true.
But on an interesting side note, it was Tim Hardaway bobblehead night.
Yes.
I didn't think we'd be there in time to get bobbleheads. We actually got there very early, and we got bobbleheads. P.A.B., I think, even got two.
I did get two.
Amazingly. And Biggie Bencomo, I think, is rolling in casually late as always. Actually, he's not in. Okay, he is in. Late as always, but he's coming to the mic. DJ Double A, our dear friend and companion, is also in the booth. So that means there's a total of four people in the booth, because PFT Baby Double A and the famous Big E. I think it's a Big or Big E. I think Big E Ben Shlomo or Como.
It's actually Big E Ben Como.
Okay, Big E Ben.
Please don't chop the name.
Okay, please come in on time. Now let's get to the interview here. We got this guy on the mic. Only got a few minutes with him. He has a very busy schedule. So,
yep.
P.A.B., what's in store
honestly,
for him?
We're
for Ben Shlomi.
Hey, we're playing slow jams way in the background, because Biggie Bencomo is the man of love. He's a P-I-M-P, and we got this segment for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and it was Valentine's Day yesterday.
Yesterday, so yes. It's
fitting that we have it the day after.
So before we get this going, I just want to introduce, I want to welcome back the one, the only, the burger-eating, midnight showing, sleeping. This guy wears Nikes every day. He's eating, he's big, and he's fat, but he knows what to do with the Geeties in the grill room. Biggie!
Come on, say
Ben Como!
Some insults thrown in there.
It's not. I'm not going to insult. This guy could beat me up. Ain't that right, Biggie?
Yeah, that's actually right. I could. I took you on last night, you know. I took on your girl, too, in the bedroom.
Whoa, hey, Biggie.
What?
Let's keep it PG here for our children listeners out there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
But there are also the adult listeners that like the dirty Biggie Ben Como because he's very vulgar and he has a dirty mind. Don't you? But you have a dirty mind.
Yeah, and you know what they say, dirty minds think alike, actually.
I never heard that, but I'll take your word for it, because you are the one. You are the Biggie Ben.
So I am PM, the one like Jet Li.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
you're the one
you
like
are.
Jet Li. Okay, so let's get to this interview here.
So, Biggie Ben Como, I'm welcoming you back already. How was your Valentine's Day?
It was great, you know. I had multiple affairs with various women, you know.
What?
I took this one chick out for a restaurant, made her feel special, you know.
You slept with various women just in one night.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to rack up the Wilt Chamberlain number, well, you know.
In affairs, so that means they're married. Or are you married?
They're
you say
affair.
Married. Okay, so you're going cougar hunting here.
Yeah, you know, I love me them cougars, yeah, especially
them
here
cheese.
In Marin.
You do. You do love them. I remember when you went trick-or-treating big.
Oh, yeah. I remember that 6 to midnight.
All right. So Biggie, how many girls have you been hooking up with lately?
What do you mean, like daily? Or?
Yeah, like on a daily basis.
I don't know. Let's see. I want to say like 12.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wow. Amazing.
Once every hour.
I'm counting.
On the hour.
There's okay.
I gotta hang out with you more, but you're the famous man.
Yep.
All right, so Big, do you really believe that Valentine's Day is the day of love for lovebirds?
And no, I think that's completely false. I think it's a day for you to hook up.
Whoa. Taking an interesting turn with that. Okay,
yeah,
keep going.
Yeah, you know, do some dirty deeds, you know, in the bedroom, you know. Play that sensual music, you know. Get a little something in the parking lot.
Wow, in the parking lot.
You know, after you take some chick out for dinner, you know, get a little dessert.
Oh, jeez, Biggie.
hey,
hope your parents aren't listening.
Hey, it's fine if your parents listen to Biggie, because they probably appreciate you. They're probably appreciating you.
Probably. I
what?
Mean,
what was that?
So
learn how to talk.
So Biggie, I want you to describe your best Valentine's Day of your life.
Let's see. It's very hard. There's many. It all started with me taking this one chick out to a restaurant, you know, paid for this expensive meal, ordered champagne, you know.
Define expensive. What was the price range on the night?
I want to
say 200?
More. Yeah, I wanted to make her feel special. When we got to the parking lot, she gave me some dessert.
Again with the parking lot?
Hey, it was really good, okay? I'm not going to lie. It was great. Then we went back to my place.
Wow.
Popped open a nice bottle of champagne. Started on the bedroom, you know, got those clothes off.
I didn't even know you had a place.
Oh, you know, I actually
a
bought...
A pad? A bachelor pad?
No, it's not mine. I bought a Double A's place.
Oh, so you're bumming off a Double A, are you?
Yeah.
You share an apartment at Beverly Hills.
What else is new?
We share women, too.
Oh.
Do you?
Yes.
It's not the only thing you share.
So can you
underwear.
Name, can you
that's a rumor, clothes. Though. That's a rumor.
Yes.
Can you name any girls that you and Double A shared?
Let's see. Let me think. I don't know, Team Carnes, maybe?
Team Carnes!
Come on!
That's personal!
Why not?
Biggie!
What?
That's fun.
Let's keep it going.
Explain your best Valentine's Day. Go ahead, keep it up.
Yeah, okay, but you're getting off topic. Come on.
We're in the bed.
You're on the bedroom?
I mean, we're in the bed. Things are getting hot and heavy, you know? Tends to get a little chilly there. I mean, if you know what I mean.
You just said it gets hot and heavy, then you get said chilly. That's a total...
Because the air kicks on.
It's a total contrast.
Well, the air kicks on.
Okay,
so
it's hot because of the physical friction, per se.
Yeah, between
but then
two
the, but then
bodies
let me finish.
Rubbing.
But then the air conditioning
yes.
kicks in.
Yes.
Okay, keep going.
And then
going.
I turn it off. We start going, you know, things get going. I play at Tyrese's Signs of Love Making, you know.
Oh, wow. God. You're
start
si-
getting
you're sick.
Real into it, you know.
Is that when it gets chilly? Or
No. I mean, it really got chilly, but then it switches to Reverse Cowgirl, the song by T-Pain. The song by T-Pain,
yeah,
okay.
That's a good song. That's a song. Great
yeah,
song.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're doing the dirty, one of the dirty deeds.
The way you say it, they're doing the dirty.
We're doing the dirty, you know. Multiple God. Times.
Biggie, has anyone ever told you that you're a sick man?
Biggie, many people, actually.
Biggie, it's funny. You sound like a little kid, but you're the biggest P-I-M-P I've met in my life.
And by P-I-M-P, he's spelling out the word pimp. That's what he means by that.
Yeah, yeah. I learned from P, I've actually had to be a pimp.
Come on.
For me?
Yeah.
His family's listening.
Last year. Don't
reveal his identity as a pimp on air. Come on.
Oh, come
Ladies
on.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's not true. P-I-M-P is not a pimp.
I'm a great man.
He's a great, noble man. He's a great man. He's an academic. He studies literature. He's not a pimp. Biggie, how dare you
I'm
say
a scholar.
That? He's a scholar of many studies, and he's an expert in many fields. So retract right. that statement.
All right. Biggie Bencomo.
Yeah.
You love making love. Am I correct?
I do, actually. I love it a lot. Thank you very much.
Jeez. How much is a lot, though? Like, yeah. Is it your favorite thing?
It's my favorite thing. Over something else.
What's that, like competitive hot dog eating?
I can't mention it on air.
Okay.
It's a little too central.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right, Big. So, you love making love, but do you miss any particular girl in general? Like a girl that slipped through the cracks.
The one that got away.
The one that got away.
Actually, there are two.
Okay,
are they?
The two that got away. Shoot.
DJ Spice.
Oh!
Honestly,
okay.
That's a great pick. I love her.
You know, I used to get hot and spicy in the bedroom, you know?
Wow! So you are suggesting that you and DJ Spice had sexual relations. These aren't my words, Biggie Ben. These are yours. Can you confirm the rumor?
Yes, we had sex
what?
Two times.
What?
Biggie, that's my girl. Why'd you do
you
that?
You have a girl, all right?
Okay, that's fine.
Wait,
it's fair.
Wait,
it's fair.
And he said two that got away. Who's the second
yeah,
girl,
who's, who's
Big
dose?
Man?
Who's number dose?
Nathalie Kelly.
What? Come again?
Yeah, who is it? The music stopped when you said
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
A girl who used to go here, but doesn't go here anymore.
Okay,
okay,
see,
can you just name the name? Hey, she doesn't go here no more, but you could name the name.
Ellie.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a good pick. Okay, so Biggie, we got two more questions before you leave.
Okay.
Do you like being single?
I love it because I get a... have all the affairs with various women that I can.
You keep saying affairs, so that means you only hook up with married women, because affair implies marriage and someone's cheating. So they're cheating, but you feel like you're not cheating. You don't have any, just, there's nothing, you don't think that's bad at all. You don't think it's morally wrong that you're hooking up with these women, potentially ruining their lives as a homewrecker. Nothing wrong with that?
Actually, no, because I guess they come to me since their husbands aren't fulfilling their needs, and I do my part to make sure they're happy and they leave satisfied.
Some would argue that you are a parasite to society, Biggie. Not me, but some. How would you respond to that? With your wild lifestyle and your just ravenous and impulsive ways. How would you respond to that?
Yeah.
I like to think of it as a supply and demand, actually.
Oh.
They're demanding things.
You supply
it. I got the supplies to make it.
Okay.
Yes, you know what it is.
Okay, I don't know what it is. I do not know what it is, but I get what you're saying. You've got the goods, so to speak.
Yeah.
Like Jeremy Piven in that one movie.
Yes, the goods.
The
yes.
goods, which was a bad movie. P.A.B., you got something to say here?
Yeah, I do have something to say. Did any girls buy you any gifts for Valentine's Day, or did they give you any gifts, if you know what I mean, huh?
Yes, huh? They actually did give me things, but I can't really say.
No, say. Say
yeah.
one thing. Like
say.
Even a card or a big piece of Reese's chocolate?
Yeah, even a slice of pizza.
Yeah, like a cheesecake? I mean,
it wasn't food or cards or anything. Things, other things.
Okay, but what did you give? Did you give any cards?
Yeah, was it sexual at all?
Or maybe you gave a card, but a card's a metaphor for something else?
Hey, we do talk romance on this show.
That's enough out of P.I. Biggie, answer the question. What'd you get? What'd you give?
I gave a girl a nice big chocolate bar.
Oh!
Oh my God.
Oh, Jesus.
She liked it a lot.
I just hope it's not milk chocolate.
It's actually dark chocolate.
It would be. Oh, come on! It would be funny if you had a little white chocolate. I think that would be funny. It sounds like
brown chocolate. Jeez.
honestly, that's enough.
Come on,
it does sound like a big piece of doo doo.
Come on, PM, you're better than that.
I'm not.
But in all seriousness, it sounds like Biggie, would you look at me here? It sounds like you had a great Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Maybe your favorite day of the year.
It actually was my favorite day of the year.
That, you don't say actually, because I'm saying it was. P.A.B.
And also, since we're on the favorite thing here, last question, what's your favorite part of Valentine's Day?
Favorite part.
Favorite.
It's got to be...
15 seconds to answer the question, big man.
The lovemaking.
Okay.
So your favorite...
Spreading the seed, so to speak.
Okay. Jeez. Okay, so your favorite part of Valentine's Day is the lovemaking.
Yes.
And spreading the seed.
Yes.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. Biggie Ben's favorite part of Valentine's Day is the lovemaking.
And we'll be back here on radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to What Are You Talking About? T-Baby spinning it up for Westside Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
And Biggie Ben Como will stick around. See you soon, radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. What Are You Talking About on radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back to West Side Wednesday, man. That's the new segment. It what it is. It's for reals. DJ T-Baby shows off his new skill. Well, I wouldn't say new skill. He's had this skill for a while. So T-Baby, West Side Wednesday. Are you ready to spit this?
What is this? Is it West Side Wednesday? That's what I came for. Is this the right building?
Yeah. Building 2 on
okay.
Yes.
In Angelico, right? Yeah, West Side Wednesday. And that's what I came for.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Here we go.
Let's see.
You ready?
What
are you ready?
Man?
You
what?
Think they're ready? Audience ready?
Yo, audience, man.
All right.
We got that.
Check me out. How my levels? How's my mic?
Yo, hold on. Let me spit this. What?
Turn the beat down.
Okay.
Mic up, beat down.
Okay. Oh, all there right, it is.
Feel
okay.
This. Feel me when I say
yeah,
this.
I got you.
I said.
What's up?
It goes like this.
Okay.
I said.
Yeah.
I don't need to load a gauge or shoddy to have my soul be praised as godly. A global fate is drawing with each pen movement. Get ruined. What's old and sacred guards me. In a lonesome cage, I'm stalking my own fears. I wrote here as each moment came and watched me. Behold a maze of haunting pictures. Each thought is sicker. It's a home through pain I'm crossing. I evoke a plague that's daunting. Through coves and waves, I'm walking. When I speak, you see smoke-filled caves evolving. I formulate poems to train and charge me. Your hopeless chain of posses will be broken. Shamed and bodied, I'll roll through, scrape the faulty, so quit acting like your boldest phrase could off me. I'm finding my way through battlefields till I have tattered heels. Forget mass appeal, I'm after zeal. I don't want to snitch or have to squeal. Rappers feel my wordplay, try and stop me. I'm Ryan Gosling when I drive and grab the wheel. Lined up against countless forces, I attack the field. Your whack distorted and lack importance. I access orbits in separate ranges, blessed to say this rap assortment. You types want plaques rewarded, my types fight and clash with swordsmen. I gather my date and grab my sources, searching for a protege so I can pass my torches. Can you cats afford it? Regarding my highly expensive divine intervention, rhyme scheme deflecting, Tai Chi defending bars, I see dimensions beyond when I seem to step in. Guys flee the section, ciphers get wrecked in, liars pretending like I can't spit, but I've got mad grip with a mic when I speak confessions. Find me, the tension builds, the mayhem increases. You fools should stay down with reason. I don't play around, I get even. When I'm on a verse, no calling Firth, but I say now the king's speaking. A big weakness of your style attack within this model is you can't react to my quick combos. No profit in this game, but you still follow. What's the point of making a claim when the appeal's wrongful? Overly easy to get docile, crept forefronts, permit hostile messages, and build sorrow. But when I blaze a flow, I'm highway patrol. I will stop you. For me to receive an award or a nomination, I'd be required to stop this cadence, watch your favorites, change the methods of how I talk and say this. Start to pray and dismiss reality, charge with hate, and also resort to the masses, something for your squad to take in. But never that, I'm off the radar, that thought is brainless. I'd rather lyrically lock my latest verse, written words kill it, my bars are heinous. The end times, let's ride, I'm stalked and dangerous. That's more like it. Grammatically comprised fire tactics with no rifle blasting, I'm more minded. Sword swinging, the force clinging, I'm a lord knighted. I view three different circumstances at once, but check where my fourth sight is. Hold up, I'm nearly finished, but before I end and conclude, allow me to effectively utter a sentence of truth, cause a message and effort to brew, which creates an inevitable slew of better doctrine and more centered options. Otherwise, you're destined for tombs. If your comrades talk tough, but it's all stunt, don't reference your crew, or else I'll make a keen choice and have you destroy the second I step in the room. Ball
get,
game.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Ball game.
Get out. You say Ryan Gosling driving behind the wheel. Ryan Gosling driving behind the wheel. Get out.
I don't know if that's what I said.
But it sounded great.
Okay, thank you, P.
Before
thanks.
I conclude, let me speak the truth.
Okay.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is X Factor.
It's
and
not.
I'm going to say, T-Baby, you are the truth.
I appreciate it. It's not X Factor, though, but it's I get the reference, Ella Reed.
What are you doing there, Biggie Van Cone?
Oh, got, Biggie's still in
Biggie,
the booth.
Biggie, you got something to say or what?
What? Sorry, I was checking my text messages, you know, from the woman, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You got something to say or what?
It was really good. I liked it. I like your drive line.
Okay, Biggie. I thought you said yeah, something. She got something to rap.
Oh yeah, I do actually. Yeah. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Okay. A few months ago, I was doing my thing. When Keeper came through, flew down on his wings. I said I'd never settle down, and I knocked on wood. Then Keeper did a flyby and got me good. So this is a story all about how my heart got hit and began to pound like a beatbox. You could hear the sound of me skipping down the streets for 50 miles around. She was a little Asian lady with a frame petite. Walked into Caloriga that she came to eat.
Oh.
But she came to see her friends how my name's Biggie. I tried to spit my game, but my game was weak.
Oh.
She was a sporty chick that was always on my mind.
Yeah.
She liked to hang with friends, and I liked to write rhymes.
Yeah.
But I didn't back down. I remained persistent. I hit at my boy Cupid for a little assistance.
Okay. Ball game.
All right. Now, here's the second verse.
What's up?
Just keep spitting.
I said, I want to be my Valentine, but my hopes got melted. The feeling of rejected, please believe I felt it.
Ooh.
Now I'm looking at Cupid to be, please be flying again, because I dusted myself off and was trying again. I said, hi every day, began to flirt and mingle. Probably got it stuck in her mind like a commercial jingle.
Whoa!
Almost gave up, man. I thought my feelings were through. She'll probably be flirting me back. Is she feeling me too?
Oh, whoa, man, she probably feeling you, Biggie.
Hey, Biggie. I hope she is.
Alright, Dave. I know she is. That was
Biggie.
Those were two fabulous raps.
Biggie with some quality bars delivered there. I didn't know you could write some rhymes.
Oh, man.
I mean, I do what I could. I learned from you, actually.
Oh, okay, Biggie. Hey. That was very impressive from Biggie Bet. He's a producer, he's an actor, and now apparently he's a closet rapper. But in the closet no more, because now the whole world knows you rap.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call in the station, call 415-482-3587. We'll be back here on radio.dominican.edu. We got some Lynn Sanity going to throw up with me and DJ T, baby.
Yes, sir. Stay tuned.
When I see you, I run out of words to say.
Back here on radio.dominican.edu, you are on the air. What's up?
The show's not that bad.
Yeah?
And I like to be featured as a guest sometime.
Yeah?
Yeah. This sounds a lot like the famous Biggie Bencomo.
It does.
It's actually not. This is Tupac Shakur, actually.
Tupac Shakur? So he's still alive? The 7 Days 3 is correct? He's still alive?
Yes, I'm actually hanging out here with my boy Elvis.
Yes, you sound like a muffled version of Biggie. It sounds like you're speaking like through a pillow or something.
Yeah, what up, too?
Okay. I just wanted to be featured on your show sometime.
All right, well, maybe if you tell us your real identity, you can come through. So what's your name?
And my real identity is...
Yes?
Cuba Lakewood.
That's clearly not Cuba. We know him well. But if you say it is, then okay, come through maybe next week. How about next week?
Yeah, next week.
Okay, I gotta talk it over with my publicist first.
Okay, with your publicist. Uh-huh. All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Unknown individual. Thank you.
We really appreciate it. We are back here on radio.dominican.edu. That was Cuba Litwin, former prank callist for What Are You Talking About? He did it two years ago.
Sounded awfully similar to Biggie Bencomo.
No, it did. And he also cut through a great song.
It sounded like Biggie Bencomo with a severe head cold.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, it's P-Ab and T-Baby. What Are You Talking About? Only available via radio.dominican.edu. And just a quick reminder, I don't know if we said it yet. P-Ab and I, more so P-Ab, made a Facebook page. What Are You Talking About? It's on Facebook, and we encourage you to like it. Just blow it up. Just tag it. Just tell your mama. Have your mama tell her mama and her mama and everybody. Just everybody's mama's got to know. It's just type in What Are You Talking About? Or go to me or P-Ab's page.
Yep.
Just our Tyler Burst, Patrick Yab-Yab, and you can find it and like it. It's got to go viral. We want it to go viral, so check it out.
And since we're going viral, we had a great phone call there. If you want to call the station, 415-482-3587. I'll say it again, 415-482-3587. So what up, listeners? I know we a guy show and we need sports. So sports is what's all about. And the man we talking about today, T-Baby, I know you don't like him that much.
Yeah.
Jeremy Lin. The Lin Sanity is flying out of the arena, out of the station.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a big deal right now. He's a hot commodity in some people's minds.
So let me tell you the stats last 10 games. He's averaging 19 points a game. And with 6.9 assists per game and 3.2 turnovers. I mean, 19 and 6, and you're doing that in 30 minutes. But you are, and you're shooting it at 48% from the field.
And he's been clutch, too, as you've seen that game-winning three he just hit. He's been incredible, Lincredible, as people are saying. And I'm not a hater. I'm not going to diminish his productivity. I'm not going to sit here and say Jeremy Lin doesn't deserve his 15 minutes of fame because he's getting it. But I do think he's eventually going to level off. I think that's fair to say. But for the moment, he's playing at a level unprecedented. I mean, not unprecedented. Yeah. People have played this role before, but for the first few starts as a relatively unknown player, just killing it.
So what are your thoughts on this Linsanity, this whole thing? It's like that big Tebow effect.
Yeah.
What's your whole thought, your thoughts on this big thing?
Well, I think as typically displayed by the media, it's overblown. And the Tebow stuff was overblown. Almost all the media does is overblown. But again, I'm not hating. He's playing really well. And he's easily the biggest reason the Knicks are incredibly hot and are back in the hunt. They went from being totally irrelevant and just distant and destitute to being somewhat of a contender and an up-and-coming team. But again, I think he's going to level off. I think when Melo comes back, when Stoudemire starts to get back in the rhythm, I think eventually his place in the NBA will be like a solid backup. I don't even think he's a starter in the NBA. I think he'll be like a solid backup point guard. I'm not, honestly, he's playing well, but I'm not buying the hype. I'm not purchasing that hype yet.
Hey, look, I feel you, but my thoughts on this Lin Sanity, it's great for the NBA.
Oh, it is.
They need publicity. So far, who's your publicity? The big three for the Miami Heat, the Miami Thrice. Some people are getting bored off that. This is an Asian player. I'm Asian too. Yao Ming was an Asian player.
Are you Asian?
I'm Asian
too. Okay, didn't know that, but go on.
No, not a lot of people are on that Yao Ming bandwagon. This guy, I'm serious, but
a lot of people, Yao Ming had like the most all-star votes of all time.
Yeah,
I
but
think.
That's because it was from a different country. But here in the U.S., you had Taiwanese fans in Canada in the last game for the Toronto Raptors. They sold out the arena.
But Asian American fans, many, I'm not going to generalize, but many of them did also love Yao.
They did.
But they also now love Lin.
They
Lin's
love
the
Jeremy.
New hot thing.
Honestly, I'm not going to say I love Jeremy Lin, but I like him a lot because what he's doing for the NBA. And he's so humble. I like about him. He's very humble.
I will admit, it's a fantastic story. I mean,
it is.
It's a Harvard graduate, first of all. I love to see a guy in the NBA who actually got his degree. So many guys leave early. Yeah. I like the fact that he got a degree in economics. He's obviously an intelligent guy. He's very humble because when they attribute this newfound greatness to him in his interviews, he thanks his teammates. He says it's Landry Fields, it's Chandler. So he's humble, he's down to earth. So the guy deserves it. I mean, honestly, you're pretty much a cold-hearted cynic if you're just going to wildly criticize him. But at the same time, I'm being realistic. I think within a week or two, once Melo gets back, because you know that last game, if Melo's in there, it's an isolation and it's a Melo, probably a missed jumper, not so, a Lin 3.
Hey, but T, I mean, you mentioned it earlier, Jeremy Lin is a very humble man. When they asked him, so Jeremy, when you took that shot, how did you feel? He's like, it's not how I feel. It's about how my other teammates feel.
Yeah.
It's Shumpert.
Yeah.
It's Landry Fields.
Who I like Shumpert.
Yeah,
I
love Shumpert.
I love Shumpert's game.
And also he did say, they said to Jeremy Lin, Jeremy, is this all you, what you're doing? He said, no, it's my teammates.
Yeah, yeah. He's very humble and he gives credit to his teammates. But there is always a but. And again, his last three games, 38 points, 20 points, 27 points. I'm just saying right now. So callers, you can call in if you are mad at what I'm going to say. But last three games, six turnovers and eight. That's all I'm saying. I know he made a three. He won the game. So I don't care if you have 15 turnovers, if you win the game. All I'm saying is he did have eight turnovers. There was one game when he was 8 of 24. All his other games, his field goal percentage has been good. But I'm just saying, after teams play him more consistently, they have some film on the guy, they develop defensive schemes to stop him, I think he falls down and he becomes more of a 9 points, 3-4 assist a game kind of guy. He's not going to be a star. I'm guaranteeing that.
All right, so T-Baby, you're saying that Jeremy Lin will this Lin Sani will only last for about a week until Melo comes back.
Okay, well, sorry about the pee. We're getting physical in here. But Lin, it might, you know what, if Melo comes back, there's a chance Lin will still play well. There's a chance the Knicks will continue to do well. But this actually is a thing, this is a theme you see in sports. Sometimes when a star player does leave, the team does better. And there are times that has the opposite effect and they can't win a game, like LeBron leaving Cleveland, they're terrible. But I think when Melo comes back, he starts to level off, and eventually he just becomes like just a solid contributing player. I think it might even last for a few more weeks, but just over time, like what I'm saying is in like 5 years, he's not going to be a big deal. He's just going to be another normal NBA player, maybe even in a year. I don't know.
Look, honestly, I say if this is winning you games, if this Jeremy Lin guy is for real, and this is what a lot of NBA analysts are saying, Tim Legler, he's saying he has talent, and he's been overlooked because of his race, and that's honestly, that could be fair judgment, probably because he's Asian-American. That's why they look down on him.
Honestly, I think it's fair because I remember when I think it was some Duke players when they won the national title against Butler. Like, who'd they have? They had a Singler, and Duke always has.
They had Nolan Smith.
Yeah, well, he's black, but they had Singler, and once upon a time they had John Shire. A lot of good white players have come from Duke, and what Singler was saying, I think it was Singler, so if I'm wrong, that's bad, but I think it was Singler. He's saying a lot of analysts think that he's unathletic just because he's white, and he's not freakishly athletic, but he's not unathletic. He's fairly athletic, but a lot of analysts and followers of basketball do commonly say that white players are not athletic, but then they have a high basketball IQ.
Yeah.
And black players, who some are athletic, but others, sometimes they're not.
And
like,
then
are you
say
tell
they
me,
have a low IQ.
Yeah, are you going to tell me that Ekpe Udo is that athletic? Or Charles Jenkins? Not every single black player is athletic, but it seems like a lot of analysts say they are. But then, yeah, they say they have low IQs, but they're athletic. They say their game's raw, but they have talent. So when Jeremy Lin, as an Asian-American player, I do give him a lot of credit for making his way and making his mark in the NBA, because I imagine he's had a lot of doubters throughout his existence.
Yeah, so, well, I think this thing will last a long time with this Jeremy Lin.
Really?
I think this will last a long time. And if Carmelo Anthony comes back and they start losing because Melo wants to run that isolation, I'm putting Melo on that trading block.
Wow.
I will, and you could get a lot of value for Melo.
You're that high on Lin. You're willing to deal Melo in favor of Jalen.
Jay Lin has been averaging 19 points a game, scored 38 against the Lakers.
I don't care what his average is.
The Lakers, T.
I don't care what his average is. It's the fact of the matter is, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, last six games, he's been playing incredibly well. Six games. An NBA season is, what, 82 games? This season, it's 66. He's been out of this world, just bonkers good. just nutty good for 6 games. That's not enough to determine a player's fate. So again, I'm not hating on him. I give him his due. He's playing immensely well. But again, he's going to fall off eventually.
But Jeremy Lin has this effect on his teammates. He's got them believing that they could win. When he's on the court, the New York Knicks believe that this is a dub.
It's contagious. It is.
It's very contagious.
And it's spreading like wildfire. His Twitter account's blowing up. His jerseys are being sold at a rapid speed.
Yes.
And he's a hot commodity right now, but... sports, the media, they like to do this. You know, and you made a good point earlier. It's good for the game.
Great.
It's great for the game because it's nice to see a new face.
Delicious.
Even though I'm not delicious. Not a big fan of Lin, but it's nice to see a guy, not LeBron, not Wade, not Kobe, not Melo in the spotlight. It's nice to see a guy like Jeremy Lin from Harvard and a local guy from Palo Alto in the
East
spotlight.
Palo Alto.
It's nice to see.
Awesome. And they're comparing Jeremy Lin to Tim Tebow, T. Is this a fair comparison?
Well, it's not. Well, the main reason Tebow blew up so much is because of his faith, because he's so explicit and deliberate with his faith. Not that there's necessarily anything wrong with that, but that's a big reason he has such a following, is because a lot of people love the fact that he loves his faith, and that's why he has the John 3:16 on his face before games. So that's a big reason with Tebow. With Lin, it's part of because he's Asian American, part of because he went to Harvard. And honestly, as bad as society can be, as heartless as they can be at times, I like to think for the most part, society roots for the underdog.
No, they should.
And they if they don't, they should, and he's an underdog story.
No, well, I think this...
He is.
Well, no, he could be. He could be. This is a man with a college degree, graduated from Harvard.
That's why he's an underdog.
Well, I think he could just get a job if he can't make it in the NBA.
My
point is, job.
He's an underdog because he got his degree from Harvard. He was undrafted. He was fantastic in college, but wasn't really on the NBA radar.
But that's why it's unfair to compare him to Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow came from an NCAA team. He won the national championship.
Twice.
Yeah, with the Florida Gators twice. And they're comparing to Tim Tebow. That's an unfair comparison.
Well,
someone to compare with, honestly, this is what Adam Scheffner said. He said, compare Jeremy Lin to a Kurt Warner. Someone got injured, Kurt Warner stepped up, became a star, and Adam Scheffner thinks Jeremy Lin will be a star.
No, I totally disagree with that because, again, like we talked about, I think it was last week, I'm not big on comparisons because look at how just ludicrous it sounds. You're comparing Kurt Warner, a star NFL quarterback, to Jeremy Lin, a point guard who comes out of nowhere. I'm not a big fan of these just wild and loopy comparisons. I think Jeremy Lin is Jeremy Lin, and he's playing like Jeremy Lin. Who does he resemble? Jeremy Lin. That's it. I'm not comparing him to anybody. He's a guy who's playing well, who obviously has some talent and is currently engaging in a hot streak. But again, I think it's going to end relatively soon. If it doesn't, I'll be the first to admit I'm wrong, but I think it'll end soon.
You really think it will end that quickly?
Well, soon is such a vague term. I mean, I'm not going to say it's going to end tomorrow, but I'm also saying it's not going to end in – it's going to end within like a year or two because on a bigger realm, a year is not that long of a time. If players' average career is, what, like 10 years, if I'm going to say that his fame and this just greatness out of nowhere is going to end in a year, that's a fair thing to say. I just – once Melo gets back, I think things are going to level off. And even if he is good, do people think he's going to average 25 a game his whole career? Like, people who are saying he's a star, I don't think you can say that after 6 games he's a star. Say LeBron James, for example, came out of high school. He was a star. After his first game, you could say he's a star. But that's because of all the hype. You knew he'd be a star. With Lin, it's too early to say he's a star.
Look, last game against the Toronto Raptors showed that he's clutch. And not a lot of NBA stars could be clutch. People saying LeBron James isn't clutch, which could be true. It could be true. He made a game-winning shot against the Warriors, made a game-winning shot in the finals against the San Antonio Spurs. They're saying he's not clutch, but let's keep this on Lin. This is his only clutch performance, and maybe he had faith. His teammates had faith in him. He told Tyson Chandler, Tyson, you got to go back, make some space. I got Jose Calderon, because Jose Calderon ain't no great defensive player. Can you feel me? And he did feel him because he made that three. Really, that three was uncontested.
Well, Lin's been clutch. Just that was the first time he made a buzzer beater. But honestly, people are going to say it's Hayton. But you could argue that it wasn't. It was clutch. I mean, it's unequivocally clutch. He made a game-winning three and then won the game. But you could also argue that it's somewhat random. I'm not saying he doesn't have the mechanics to make a shot, but I'm also saying if he takes that 9 out of 10 times, maybe he misses. I mean, clutch is – you walk such a fine line when you discuss clutch. Because a player could have 35 points, miss the game-winning shot, and you say he's not clutch. LeBron James, the most scrutinized and overly speculated upon player in, I think, the history of sports, who always plays – essentially always plays well and sometimes does poorly in the fourth quarter, and people say he's not clutch. Maybe he's not one of the most clutch players in the NBA, but I also don't think he's necessarily a choke artist. I think he's somewhere in the middle.
See, T-Baby, you and a lot of analysts say that when you do good, people will forget that. But when you do bad, people will always remember and scrutinize you the most. And I believe that's going to happen to Jeremy Lin. Once he has one bad game, he's going to get scrutinized. Yeah. And that's when all this – this is when I think that this Jeremy Lin, Linsanity thing will end, is once he has a bad game, he gets scrutinized. I want to see him answer if he has that bad game. And, but he had some terrible games with the Golden State Warriors and the New York Knicks.
Well, the problem was – or the difference is when he had those bad games, he wasn't on the spotlight. No one knew. No one cared. I remember I went to the Warrior Nick game early this year. When Lin came in, it was like he was a joke. I mean, the fans cheered for him because he was a fan favorite at Oracle. But it's like he was just a publicity stunt. He came in, he clanked the jumper, and me and my friends were laughing. It's like, does this guy belong in the NBA? But now he's playing well, so it comes out of nowhere. And I think you make a good point. Once he has a bad game, the scrutiny will inevitably come. And also, imagine a series of bad games. Imagine he has 5 straight bad performances. He eventually, because people love you when you're winning, especially in New York. People love you when you're winning. But yep, like you said, once the losses start piling up, you see even Tom Coughlin, Eli Manning guys get criticized.
Yeah.
And they won a Super Bowl.
Tyson Chandler was honestly criticized once he's doing bad. Same with Mike D'Antoni, a great head coach.
And Chandler, honestly, I mean, is pretty offensively inept, but he's a defensive stopper, and I like the way he's been playing with New York, and people are already saying bad signing. Yeah. People are already saying Melo gone. How's Melo gone? It's his first year.
So, T, you said the Oracle loved him. When you went there, they cheered for him because he's a fan favorite. And you think he's a publicity stunt. Now he's doing well. Did the Warriors make a bad decision cutting Jeremy Lin?
This is a fantastic topic. I was talking about it with my dad last week. It's tough to say because when you look at Lin's stats and the Warriors, they're extremely underwhelming. But then an opposition to that could argue he didn't play much, which is true. He didn't play much, so he didn't have a chance to develop a rhythm and a flow. But I think with his performance on the Warriors and the fact that he's undrafted and he's not really a hyped player at the time he's on the Warriors, I think cutting him's fair. I don't think fans should be like, oh, the Warriors are so stupid. Typical Warriors, they cut Lin. Now he's playing well. He could have saved the Warriors. Honestly, I would rather have Nate Robinson than Jeremy Lin. I'm not buying the hype. I want Nate Robinson, a solid contributing backup NBA point guard who's at least proven himself as a contributing solid player on a consistent basis. So I'm honestly glad they don't have Lin.
Honestly, I have to agree with you this time. I never agree with T-Baby. It's very rare when we agree. But the thing is, these fans are honestly bad when they say, if you cut Jeremy Lin, you're stupid. How can you say that? Jeremy Lin didn't do diddly squat when he was with the Warriors. When he came in, he only put in probably like 1 assist a game, didn't score nothing.
He didn't do anything.
During the summer, Charles Jenkins, your second round pick, outworked Jeremy Lin. Jeremy Lin didn't have a jump shot coming into the NBA. Charles Jenkins was wet from mid-range. And I mean wet.
Yeah.
When he stepped in, when they didn't have a backup point guard, Charles Jenkins was your backup point guard when Stephen Curry was hurt. He shot some wet mid-range Jays, and it was contagious, and he honestly, his energy made the Warriors win some games. But Jeremy Lin cannot say he's going to do the same with the Warriors there when you have Stephen Curry.
Well, yeah, you make very, very key and good points. And also, I think I'm just going to speak in generalities here, but humanity is so quick to seek an answer, to need an answer and a justification for everything. It's more than possible that it is a fluke. Again, Jerry Mullen's playing well. He's in the NBA. He obviously has talent. He's a skilled basketball player. I think he's going to be a solid player for years, a solid backup point guard, maybe start, be a spot starter. But it's more than possible that he's just having a streak of good games for no reason in particular. It's not because he's a star. It's also not because he's not a star. It just is what it is. All these analysts, all these people are just jumping on the bandwagon. For me, I like to just kick back and observe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm going to give the man his daps. I'm going to give him his credit. But I'm also not going to jump on the man's you-know-whats.
Hey, look. You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to What Are You Talking About on radio.dominican.edu. Jeremy Lin's segment is off topic right now. You got something to say? 415-482-3587. T-Baby, do you think Jeremy Lin will make the All-Star team once in his career?
No.
I don't think so.
It's only possible because of his widespread fan following. That's the only possibility. But will he actually deserve to make one? I don't think so. So maybe, but I'm going to say no.
Well, yeah.
No, maybe I'll push. I'll take a Michael Wilbon and push. So I'm going to say maybe. Well, I'm not taking either side.
Well, Yao Ming was injured, didn't even play a game, and he won an all-star vote.
Yeah.
The same thing could happen to Jeremy Lin.
Well, and anything could happen this season. What, it's after like 7 games the all-star game happens? I mean,
yeah.
When I saw the ballot coming in, I was like, isn't this opening night and we already have the all-star team set? But that's neither here nor there.
So last question before we quick to a quick commercial break. Best nickname you heard for Jeremy Lin?
Honestly, I just like the Lin Sanity. I think Lin Sanity is good. I think some of them are too just over their stretches. I think Lin Sanity is good. But at the same time, I think it's unfair because his name works very well.
It
so
does.
If he had a totally different name, it wouldn't work. So it's fitting that it does work.
See, B told me some really weird ones. He called him Yellow Mamba.
Whoa. Imagine if it was like Beedrance. If like Beedrance playing this, well, what'd you do with his last name?
Well, I mean, hey, no disrespect to B though, but I never heard that one before. I heard Lintastic. I heard he's Valin times.
And Lin Valuable, like invaluable.
I mean, I like Lintendo.
That's
that
a good one.
I like that one because Asians made Nintendo. He's Asian. I like that one. But the thing is,
Linful, like sinful. He's
yeah,
like Linful.
I like that too. But I'm going to go with Jeremy Lin on this one. How about just Jeremy? How about just Jeremy?
Maybe like Jer.
How about Jay Lynn? How about that?
Okay.
We got a quick commercial break. Radio.Dominican.edu. We'll be back for Would You Rather. Radio.Dominican.edu.
You're ready for me.
I want to know your name, man. I want to know if you got a man. I want to know everything. I want to know your number and if I can come over and I want to know what you like. I want to know so I can do it all night. But you're telling me I'm just a friend. You're telling me I'm just a friend.
Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say I'm just a friend.
Say I'm just
but
a
you
friend.
Say I'm just a friend.
I want to know you in and out. I want to know what you're all about.
I want to know
what makes you laugh. I want to know about your past. I want to know how you move. I want to know so I can move too.
I want to know.
But you're telling me I'm just a friend. Telling me I'm just a friend.
Oh, baby, you got what I need.
Yeah.
But you say I'm just a friend.
Say I'm just
but
a friend.
Get this on tonight. We are back on radio.dominican.edu. I'm your boy, DJ PR. That's my man right there, DJ T-Babes. We back on the station that you got it all. DU's here, music station, radio.dominican.edu. What are you talking about is what you're listening to. So, everyone wants to know, T-Baby, We got a man.
Yes, sir.
You got a man. That's a new segment right there.
That is right. And as Piab alluded to earlier, him and myself went to the Warriors game against the Phoenix Suns the other night. And there was one player who played better than anyone on the court. It's a player I've been a fan of since his college days at Florida. And my man this week is David Lee. David Lee this season is averaging about 19 points a game, 10 rebounds, 3 assists. Against Phoenix, he put up 28 and 12, and he put the team on his back. Word to Greg Jennings, he put the team on his back, and he was essentially not the sole reason, because Klay Thompson and Nate Robinson played well off the bench, but David Lee is the biggest reason the Warriors won. And David Lee's a consistent player. I've liked him for years. He's averaged, again, 19 and 10. His career numbers are 14 and 10. He once averaged 20 and 12. And for these reasons, David Lee, Golden State Warriors, /center, you are my man for this week.
Hey, that's a great man. But now we got to tune over to Let's Go, bro. And I'm going to be serious right now. I want to put people who are dissing on Whitney Houston, saying drugs, alcohol. Yeah, she ruined her career by dissing with Bobby Brown. But let's just get this straight. Whitney Houston is one of the greatest pop, R&B, soul. She's one of the greats in all that. She has the best voice in the world. I'm serious on this. Best voice in the world. Yeah, she may have ruined it by going out with Bobby Brown and taking drugs and alcohol. I know. I'm telling all the fans, don't do that. It's always bad. Yeah, I am. But don't dishonor, man. She died and she's a great. So rest in peace, Whitney Houston. And she came out with a great song with I Will Always Love You. Jennifer Hudson covered that. It was great at the Grammys. Whitney Houston, I love you, RIP.
And on that, well, first of all, Jennifer Hudson, riveting performance. Gave me goosebumps. She absolutely slayed it. She killed it. Whitney Houston would have been very proud. And you make a good point, because I even saw a local news show and there was a guy, some writer, who was critical of Whitney Houston. He was saying she didn't even really warrant her success because she was kind of a robot. Like, she was just fed the songs, fed the lyrics, and it wasn't really – he was almost trying to tarnish her legacy. But honestly, I'm an underground rap guy. I'm not a big fan of pop, but Whitney Houston has an incredible voice. And my mom has two sisters, and they all love Whitney Houston. They all regard her as the queen of pop. And she wrote some classic songs. So your Piab is on to something here. Anyone who's critical of Whitney Houston when she's not even alive to defend herself, honestly, shame on you. Just let the girl rest in peace. Just let her legend continue to build as it will. She's immortal in the world of music, is she not?
No, she's very immortal.
Some of her songs will carry on forever.
They're classics.
And some of her CDs were classics. That comeback CD she had recently, or a couple years ago, was bad.
Yeah,
but she has some classic songs. And drug and alcohol abuse is a very real problem. For every story of salvation you hear, for every Chris Renee story, there's hundreds of stories of the exact opposite. And there's thousands, even hundreds of thousands of stories just like Whitney Houston. It's absolutely tragic. But rest in peace to Whitney Houston. May your soul carry on, and your music certainly will. The world lost a great voice.
And before we sign out, this is a great show, we got to sign out with a would you rather.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
One question now before we sign out.
Okay.
T-Baby P-Up, would you rather be stuck in line, sandwiched in between two fat people, or stuck in an elevator with people with bad B.O.?
Okay, I'll tell you what. And I don't want to say this on air because people might make fun of me. I have a fear of elevators. I have a fear of being in an elevator and it not working. And the BO's not helping. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take the first one, being stuck between the people. I don't want to be in an elevator if I don't have to be.
No, and honestly, I mean, because I would rather not smell anything. So I'd rather be sandwiched in between two fat people because they might be comfy.
Okay. Honestly, very bizarre question.
I found it on Google. I swear.
You wrote it yourself.
No, I swear. This one was on Google.
Do you have any more? One more maybe? Or is that
you done? No, that's it. We'll be back for next week's show.
I got one more. One more.
Okay, what is it?
Would you rather listen to Lady Madonna 4 to 6 or do something else? I'd rather listen to Lady Madonna from 4 to 6. That's in 4 minutes. So stay tuned for that. There's shows the rest of the night. Radio.dominicandu.edu has shows from, I think, 1 to like 10 on Wednesdays. So you can just chill and listen to radio.dominican.edu all day on Wednesday. So stay tuned for that, for all these shows that are upcoming the rest of the day and night.
Yeah, you got Lady Madonna, DJ King, DJ Tell 'em. Aussie and K Sully, DJ Lucky. That's your lineup. We'll be back for next week's show, radio.dominican.edu. We'll be back.
Yeah, next week, 3 to 4, same time.